Volterra, the 9th of April, 1478. They put her little brother in a cage. Her brother, who wasn't so little anymore, but because Ravina Maffei was older, she would always think of him that way. Antonio hung in a wrought iron cage for a full day before the Florentine army allowed her to see him. And even then, it was only from a distance, just close enough to see his long legs dangling 15 feet over the Piazza di Priori, just close enough to see his grubby hands curled around the bars in a tight grip. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's the opening to Chapter 1 of Isabel Ibanez's historical fantasy novel, Graceless Heart. Ravina helps her parents run their inn, but she is also a sculptress, with some magic simmering within her. She enters a sculpture contest in hopes of winning her brother's freedom. The judges are the Lunai, a family of immortals who guard the ruling Medici family. Ravina wins the contest with the help of a magic gemstone that she incorporates into the sculpture. The Lunai are desperate for a sculptor who can chisel out four other magic gemstones from the blocks of stone in which they've been encased. They force Ravina to come back to their palazzo and work on the stones. But they are not the only ones interested in the gemstones. The Pope, who is killing anyone with magic, secretly uses magic himself to find the stones and the woman who put them there. This is an engrossing read with magic, romance, a ticking clock, and even some jousting. If you're a fan of historical fantasy, then you must read Graceless Heart by Isabel Ibanez. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.